Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, I like you so much already. Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole Alvarez. I should be in this band, but I'm not yet. I don't know why. We'll talk about it, boys. Thank you so much for coming to the Helpful Honda Sound Space and to K-Rock. This is a very special afternoon. So without further ado, please welcome 311. I always get so fascinated that people are here in the middle of the day. Nobody has jobs? The hell?
Called in sick today.
Well, I always ask these people, I'm like, it's the middle of the day, how'd you get here? And they look at me and they don't give me any answers. They just look at me like, I can't tell you. First of all, nice to meet you guys. I've heard a lot about you. I've been trying to sit down with you
back.
For years. Yeah, we go way back. My love for these gentlemen is very huge. There's a lot of history on stage, not just with us, but with these guys. Like, do you know how long they've all known each other? Okay, cool. That's no. Carlos, will you put up the picture? I think there's only four of them in this picture, but just to give you guys a general idea, let's take a good look. Now, there's somebody missing from that picture, and the guy that's missing might be my favorite, but don't tell the others. Play the video with the other guy in it.
Really psyched for the show. You know, producer is S.A., otherwise known as Doug Martinez. This is Nick Hexum.
Yeah, and then I think this video is this one you guys were leaving Omaha? Where you were saying farewell and you're moving to Big Bad L.A.?
Well, I think he got those glasses when we first got out to L.A., so.
No, I got those in Omaha.
Oh.
Yeah,
those
Yaris,
yeah.
Those big old heavy D glasses.
Yeah. Do you still have them?
Still have them.
I think they, I didn't really know this, and I'm going to talk to them about this now, but the reason that they moved to LA, and I think Nick answers the question in this next video clip. Carlos, it's show and tell.
LA is the cultural capital of the universe.
Am I right?
It is. It is. So LA is the cultural capital of the universe. We've talked ad nauseum about everything. There's nothing I don't know. Do you guys know the first time they played, I think, K-Rock Weenie Rose? You can put up that picture while we have Carlos. Okay, it's with the Shaquille. That's the first one, right? But what we've never talked about is...
Peter had such a tan that day. My gosh.
Yeah. He played bass.
Well, what I've never talked to you about, and I don't know this, is... I mean, I kind of know why you decided to move to L.A., but the story about you moving to L.A., where did you stay? Did you have any money? Were you hungry? What gigs did you play here? I don't know anything about you and Los Angeles, so let's get into that. Yeah. Let's go. Let's unpack L.A.
I think I came out towards the end of 89 to find us a place to live and found a little house on Bessemer Street in Van Nuys. Oh, end of 91. That would be correct. Yes. We started on June 10th, 1990. It's a little hazy. Yeah, so we're getting ready to have our 34th birthday on June 10th.
34th birthday. What do you guys remember about getting to LA? Was it a scary place for you? Did you have any money while you were here? Did you bunk together? Did you eat ramen noodles?
We had a little bit, and then the money went real fast.
And I feel like Peanut's mom sent us a box of food.
Probably.
Yep. Well, there was just enough.
The day we arrived, the producer that we worked with, he showed up at our door, and he had groceries, and his name was Eddie Offord, English dude. And so that was a nice, like, entree into L.A., you know, getting love like that.
Friendliest place in the world.
Yeah. What gigs did you play in L.A.? Like, what clubs that we might know of?
The Coconut Teaser.
The what? I don't even know what that is. Tell me.
You don't know what that is.
I don't shame me for it.
Wow.
But what is it? Tell me.
It's a classic rock hole in the wall at the corner of Crescent Heights and Sunset, where you used to see upcoming LA bands when we were out here in the late 80s. And then that was one of our first gigs. And we also played at the next door to the Rainbow Room.
Club Lingerie?
Before was the Gazzari's. Key club. Before was the
Gazzari's.
Gazzari's, yeah. Right. Gazzari's. Key, that's Key Club or key whatever, club. Whatever it is now.
It's what is the old Key Club now? I used to go watch Metal School. Did anybody ever go to Metal School at Key Club? Damn, that was fun. So when did you know that maybe in LA you had made it? Like, shit, this is catching on. We're rock stars now.
Well, we had a demo that we made in Omaha, and we shipped it around. And so that's Eddie Offord, what SA was talking about. He caught that and was interested. So we thought we might be wasting a lot of time to try to build up this following that takes months and years. So we kind of lucked out and went into making our first record, Music.
And then about when we felt like we made it, we were sitting around the pool at the Bessemer House on Van Nuys. And then Tammy Heidi.
Who's here? Tammy, who's here? Just say, raise your hands. Can we hear for Tammy Heidi, who's a K-Rock legend?
Yeah, Tammy.
Legend?
Yeah.
Thank you
Tammy.
Very much.
Classic.
Okay.
And then, so she said, I've got a new band for you to hear. And apparently, this is what music sounds like in Omaha. We've all got to move to Omaha.
Tammy, God bless you. So, Tammy, God bless you.
Yay.
So you're celebrating 34 years, and as, I don't know, have any of you, raise your hands if you've been in a relationship for a very long time. Okay, that's not a lot of people, that's scary. Same, but how do you, you know, sometimes when you're in a relationship for a long time, things get a little stale or argumentative, so how do you keep it sexy? How do you keep it spicy, guys?
Keep it chill.
How do you keep it
sexy?
You know what I mean?
Take it to Europe.
I'm trying to be funny here.
Sometimes Hexum. You just got to take it to Europe.
Are you so excited to go to Europe?
I'm fucking excited.
How? When was the last time you were in Europe?
20 years.
Okay, so 20 years. They're finally going back to Europe. It's going to be
6 years for me, but 20 as the band.
It's going to be wild to see, because seeing your band in America is one thing, but going to a foreign country where they don't really speak the language, but they know all the words to Beautiful Disaster has got to be mind-blowing.
Yeah, yes. And overseas, they seem to sing along with the instrumental parts. Like, you'll hear them singing the guitar leads for Beautiful...
Dude, we got to all go to Europe. Another thing that I want to focus on today that we've talked about before, but not as much as I'd like, is community. When you were those guys that I showed up there, I know that you wanted to play music, but did you ever imagine that you would create a huge community? Because there's fan bases and then there's communities. 311 has a community. Like, these people have each other's phone numbers. They barbecue. Their kids play together. Slipknot has a massive fan base. We get together and like, fuck shit up. But these guys, like, it's a whole different ballgame. Tell me about the 311 community and how you built it, when you started, and all of the things.
Well, you can't spell community without unity. So we keep a spirit of love, and we have to be ready to communicate openly, and sometimes you get outvoted, and that's just the way it is. But we know that we're really great. We're very grateful to get to do this. We know we're very lucky. We keep an attitude of gratitude and just appreciate these wonderful fans.
Is it a little bit of pressure? Do you ever feel pressure knowing that, like, this community looks to you as leaders, but you're also humans, and not every day is perfect, and you're not always, like, there's some days, I'm a positive person for the most part, but some days I wake up and I'm like, fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck everything. And on those days when you're the leader of so many people that look to you for the unity and the positivity, does it feel like pressure? Or does it help you process your own emotions in a way that you could get to a better side?
There's a 311 song for every emotion.
Which is the one that, which is the fuck you.
It's what you get for 14 years of, you know, or 14 albums of, you know, ideas. There's something for everybody. So you'll have those songs in there too.
Oh God, I love that. So let's talk about the new song, You're Gonna Get It. Which, by the way, if I had a dollar for every time somebody told me you're gonna get it, I'd be rich. I read that it has something to do with that stupidity of youth, where you think you can get away with anything. Eventually you outgrow it, not some of us if you're smart, but tell me about You're Gonna Get It.
Well, I was putting, for my portion of the lyrics, putting myself in the mindset that we had back in like 1990.
Hold on. To tell this story, Carlos, can you put up the trouble picture? This is important, Nick. Do they look like trouble to you? Don't those look like wholesome Midwest boys?
God, that was a fun photo shoot.
Who do you think out of all of those would be the most troublesome? Just yell out a name. Nobody has to know.
Peanut.
Wow, it's, wow.
Yeah, I look like trouble.
There's a lot of essay in there. I don't know. All right, now you have a visual backdrop there.
Just when you're young and dumb and feeling indestructible. For example, when we would play trash can bowling with Chad's Buick Monte Carlo and crash into trash cans. And just stuff like that.
Wait, there was a whole car involved in that? That's dangerous and stupid. Come on, guys. Like, that sounds fun. God, that sounds fun.
It's the first time I heard of it.
Right. Who was the most troublesome out of all of you, though? Like, let's be honest.
Was.
Who, I'm getting to the is, Peanut. I'm getting to the is.
Well, Tim was once called the Destroyer. But that was...
Yeah. We were all crazy.
Now, I know you were, because I've seen the home movies. Oh, yeah. We all have, yeah. And you're just out there. But the rest of them, like, he's a little slick crazy, this one. Yeah. Yeah. This one's got mischief in his face. Yeah. Peanut is...
Just get me to bed early. Don't feed me after midnight.
Yeah. I know. Also, I want to spotlight who shot the video for the song, because he lives in L.A. There's a photographer / videographer. His name is Brian Bowen Smith. He's incredible. A lot of you know him. Malibu based now, right? Just a cool, cool guy. So I can't wait for you guys to see the video till You're Gonna Get It. Studied under Herb Ritz. How did you meet him? And how did you decide for him to shoot this?
Well, yeah, we've been friends with him since like 95, and he taught me to surf, and he was Bucket in our Enlarge the Show Detail Part 2. You remember the Bucket character? Yeah. And he's just a hilarious person that we got a lot of our sense of humor from, and now he's one of the biggest photographers in the world, and so he had a great concept for You're Gonna Get It, and we're super excited for the world to see it.
I'm really excited because I, at Acoustic Christmas, you all had said that the new music is 311 on steroids, and you were not wrong. It's like, it's heavy, but it's you. But you went to another, like, you went to another depth, and I'm really proud of you guys. I am not going to press you for details on the album because it's not my style. But since we've had such a long relationship, is there anything you're willing to offer me as far as an exclusive or anything? I'm not asking for much. No pressure.
Something.
So, come on, dude. Just one, like a little thing, like how many tracks, a song lyric, anything. Waiting.
We haven't agreed upon this at the time. We don't want to get in trouble.
So is that a no? All you have to do is say no. So that's it. Okay, fine. Anyways, you can tell we go back a long time. We have all, as 311 fans and lovers, have come a long way with this band who I love so much. You guys have come such a long way. Put up the last picture we have of them at Acoustic Christmas. They're still playing shows for us. We love them. Of course I was going to include myself in there. I'm in the bands. I should be on payroll. I love you guys so much, and I can't wait for the new stuff. Thank you.
Thanks for
always,
having us. Let's
always,
rock.
Always, always.
Thank you.
Would you like to hear some songs? Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, they'll be right back. We need to clear this, but a round of applause for you guys.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.